Good morning, everybody. It's Sally Kalin here, relationship coach. You are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy, where we talk everything relationships. I am so glad you are tuning in today, everyone. Today is a very quick one. The message I would like to share with you today is the importance of being able to shift your energy when you are making a decision. Because when we are making decisions in our lives, sometimes we can get stuck in our current energetic state and we can't make the best decisions for ourselves. What do I mean by that? So I'll give you an example. You may be in a situation right now where you are wanting to make a decision about your relationship. Do I stay? Do I go? You may be in a decision where you are feeling, I am so done. I am ready to walk away from this. Or you may be in a place where you are wanting to call in a great loving relationship. But in all these scenarios, you're in a particular energetic state and you're not sure which way to go. So you're operating from the same you, so to speak, right? You're operating from that same frequency. And this is how people get stuck and why people procrastinate. And not much changes in people's life. They get stuck in this same energy. I am all about clearing your energy and getting yourself into a peak state, into the best version of yourself. So how do you do that? How do you get yourself in a better state so you can make more decisions, better decisions, healthier decisions, and then take the action? You want to create a new energy. So the number one way to do this, and you know what I'm going to say because I talk about this all the time, but I just cannot emphasize it enough. And I'm going to share with you why it is the number one thing you can do. The number one thing you can do to create a shift in your energy, clear those energy blocks, is to begin to meditate every single day. I don't care if that meditation is for 5 minutes, but it's consistent. That is how you're going to see change in your life. But more importantly, you're going to be able to feel better. You're going to be able to have clarity around situations that may have kept you stuck for years, right? Because you're going to shift the way you feel on an energy level. Now, I will say to you that when I first began meditating, got introduced to meditation over 15 years ago, when I first began meditating, I honestly did not think it was for me. I truly battled with it. I didn't feel it was really doing much for me. I found I was stuck in my thoughts. I was in my mind. I didn't enjoy it. And it was difficult. And I resisted it. And I truly did this, did the resistance part for years on and off, right? I thought, it's not working. It's too hard. I'm not really getting anywhere with this. And I just kept going back into my stories, into my same old patterns. And I played at that pattern for a long time. I kept dabbling with it. I kept trying here and there, but I just didn't stick with it until I did. And I have to say, it transformed my life. It totally did, right? It cleared so much for me, just having that as a tool. And yes, I will say that I also pray a lot and I'm very connected to the Jesus and God in my life, which I feel is a huge deal as well for me. But having meditation as a tool to quiet my mind, to slow down my brain waves, right? To create those different states is a game changer and has been a game changer in my life. And I know that there is very rarely a day that goes by where I am not meditating. It is literally the first thing I do every single day when I wake up. I go straight into that meditative state. And if I miss a day or two, which can happen sometimes, I totally notice that, right? And I go right back into it. It's just such a different way of life. And when I found some journals recently, I was reflecting on, you know, looking at them, seeing when I was first meditating. And it's just, you know, a journey. And it is a practice that just improves and gets better and all the time, the more you do it. And like I say, even if that's only 5 minutes a day, it is so powerful in giving you more clarity, which is therefore going to assist you in making those decisions and taking action to create change. But yes, when you begin meditating, you're going to be met with resistance, as I was as well. And at that time, I was like super young as well in my life, and there was tons of things going on, and I just paid attention to all that. And I always just think, with meditation, I just wish I'd started sooner, even though I was in my early 20s when I began meditating. But when I really took it on as a daily practice, that was probably in the last 8 years or so, where it's become a daily. But I've certainly been meditating for 15 years or more. So the reason I'm saying this to you is because, as you know, I have a free guided meditation for you that is going to help you. You can go and grab that on my Instagram account in my bio. You can go to my website and grab that. This meditation is a meditation in helping you just clear any blocks you have, but also rewrite a future for yourself. It is so powerful. It's a tool. It's a step, right? It's for you to begin. And I cannot emphasize, like I said, I know I'm going on about it, but I'm so passionate about it that because I know it's going to change your life. And that's what I'm about. I'm here to help you get out of those toxic situations. I'm here to help you have a deeply satisfying, peaceful, gorgeous, amazing life. And I want to give you the best tools I can to do that. And meditation is that best tools. And I can tell you now that my life is not perfect in some areas, right? But from where I was to where I am, oh my goodness. And the area that is not the best, it is improving all the time because of my own connection by going inwards, finding that stillness, and then almost having these downloads of what I need to do next. So it clears up all the mess, right? Because we get stuck in our thoughts. Meditation will bring you back into the body, right? Into the nothingness, into the stillness, into the oneness, into the wholeness. That is what it is going to do for you. So that is how you're going to make better decisions, by quieting the mind, taking away that noise, and being able to anchor into the present moment. So go and grab that free guided meditation now. Reach out and ask me if you have any questions. And if you are interested in my one-to-one coaching programs, please go to my website, check them out, and reach out, and let's work together if I am a right fit for you. Because I only work with people that are so ready for those changes, because we do dive deep. So I hope that has been helpful, guys. I will be back in a couple of days with a new podcast episode. But yes, get to the meditation, begin it. I am thinking of starting a meditation Facebook group where we can do weekly meditations. If you would be up for that, let me know. I used to hold a meditation classes in the real world for a long time, and I'm thinking of doing that with a group as well. So definitely let me know if that's something you would be interested in. Okay, guys, love you and leave you. Take care of your hearts. Happy meditating, and I will talk to you soon.